what, my friends, if it weren't for bad luck, maybe over the last week, I'd have had no luck at all. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, all the freedom-loving Christians, patriots, and otherwise. Welcome to another hour of The Flip Side for a Tuesday evening. I'm your host right here on Republic Broadcasting Network, Jeffrey Bennett. Glad to have you here. The luck I referred to is over the weekend. I have a laptop, which I purchased just about a year ago. And 6 days before its one-year anniversary, the laptop came up with a black screen. It's now in the shop. Well, the interesting part of it is that's how we had our Skype connection done for the network. And I'm now battling with Skype to get it up on my desktop, but it's a completely different operating system. So, my apologies to you. We are having to do this program through the mundane phone lines of Mother Bell, or whatever they call themselves this year. Glad to have you with us on this sixth day of February, 2007. News continues to bring all sorts of good little tidbits to us. Market reports today are kind of interesting. They're fairly flat. But I'm going to share them with you anyway because there's a significant number embedded in them. The S&P 500 ended up barely a point today to close the day at 1448. NASDAQ was up less than a point to end the day even at 2471. The metals markets, I'll get to the Dow in just a minute. In the metals markets in the after hours, gold holding at 653.60, silver at 1363, platinum continuing its once again upward move to end the day up $15. To close at 1185. Why did I hold the Dow Jones Industrial Averages till last? Well, because I think that I'm actually surprised the Dow did as little as it absolutely did today, given the fact that our leader, the so-called decider, came out with his budget request yesterday for fiscal year 2008. It's pretty scary. Very scary. And ladies and gentlemen, I have to share with you that given all of that, I would have expected some pretty heavy downturns in the Dow Jones Industrial Averages today. They were up just a little bit. They closed up a little over 4.5 points. And if you're remotely interested, the Dow Jones Industrial Average today closed at 12,666. So for your numerologists out there and Christians alike, believers and non-believers, as it were, pretty profound day, I would say. And part of what we are going to talk about tonight is Mr. Budget's Bush request. I'm still a little bit under the weather since last Friday, yet I have less voice today than I've had in days. So do stay with me. When we come back, we're going to discuss Mr. Bush's budget request for the upcoming year. Who do you think is going to pay for it? Interesting. See you on the flip side of this commercial break, huh? Stay with us.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Yeah, well, wrong time of the year for that song. Welcome back, my friends. Jeff Bennett on behind the mic tonight. Robbie's off for the evening. Yesterday, what is referred to as Budget Day in the United States, the Bush administration revealed itself once again to be the biggest spending regime of all time. No government ever spent so much. No government ever increased spending so much. No government ever redistributed so much wealth from the taxpayers to the defense contractors, from renters to homeowners, from the middle class to the financial class, and most importantly, from future generations to the folks living right here and right now. The Bush budget includes about $750 billion just for defense. My friends, defense has little to do with it. The question I would pose to you is, defense against whom? A disorderly bunch of fanatics with explosives around their waist and maybe box cutters in their hands? The amount of money in the defense budget earmarked for these guys is frankly trivial. And rightly so, because the danger they represent is ever so trivial. No, dear listener, the defense budget can be better described as hundreds of billions of dollars we don't have. Buy weapons we may or may not in fact need to fight enemies that seem to exist only in the mind of one man. The whole spectacle is quite breathtaking, and like all public spectacles, it is absurd. Nearly $500 trillion in debt will be added over the next 2 years, according to the Bush plan. Americans have neither the will nor the money to ever repay it. They cannot even keep up with the interest payments. So now the debt feeds upon itself. For 1 year, the budget includes $624.6 billion just for defense. Now, to help put that in perspective, here's an interesting tidbit. The defense budget is more than the budgets of the Department of Education, Agriculture, Commerce, Energy, HUD, Interior, EPA, Homeland Security, Justice, the State Department, Transportation, Labor, NASA, Engineers, Judiciary, and the Veterans. $63 billion left over. And yet, people still buy long-term U.S. government debt yielding less than 5%. Government bonds yield less than 5%. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that in 2006, which has been over barely 5 weeks, in 2006, gold returned a 24.75% gain. That covered all the highs and the lows and the intermediates. It completed its fifth year of gains and is up by more than 140% in the past 5 years. And by the way, gold is up another, 5-6% thereabouts since the beginning of the year. Maybe a little bit more. Gold has outperformed all other asset classes during that time period. Republic Trading Group, financial arm of Republic Broadcasting Network, remains bullish on both gold and particularly silver. And we are confident that, as we have continually pointed out, they are both in multi-year bull markets. Commodities, like all asset classes, follow long-term economic cycles. Commodities increased in value in the late 1960s and 70s. They broadly declined in value in the 80s and 90s to record lows, and they've been rising ever since, about 2001. But you see, we're not as confident on the outlook on some commodities, such as base metals, and some soft commodities, which tend to be more cyclical in nature, would likely be affected by a slowdown in the global economy. And yet gold, on the other hand, and this is a very important key for all of you to remember, gold is not solely a commodity, but more importantly, a universal currency held by every central bank of note in the world. Why are central banks holding gold? Because it's the only currency academically proven to have an inverse correlation conventional assets such as bonds, equities, property. We believe gold will surpass its non-inflation adjusted high of $850 an ounce sometime during the course of this year, and its inflation adjusted high of some $2,400 per ounce within the next 10 years. Ladies and gentlemen, these are not outlandish predictions. Rather, the majority of precious metal analysts, even on Wall Street and international banks, are also bullish. Highly respected analyst Louise Yamada sees gold surpassing $730 on its way to $3,000 within a decade. She's the managing director of Yamada Technical Research Advisors in New York, the former head of technical research at Citigroup. Yamada even said that gold has become Wall Street's darling again in 2007 due to, quote, the swooning U.S. dollar, which has become a proxy for the slowing American economy and the nation's humiliating lack of success arranging regime change in Iraq. Banning weapons of mass destruction in North Korea and Iran and reducing its trade and budget deficits, end of quote. The swooning U.S. dollar has become a proxy for the slowing American economy. That's the key to her statement. But now Yamada has lots of company around the world. To the world's biggest financial institutions, Deutsche Bank's chief metals economist Peter Richardson made gold his favorite pick for 2007. J.P. Morgan and Chase Company, like in Morgan the Pirate, analyst John Norman and John Berchtesgaden on December 7th said only corn might rival gold as the best bet, while Merrill Lynch and Company analyst Michael Jalonen elevated gold's value through 2010. Richardson said if you can only make one commodity investment, gold is the choice for 2007. You know, that's quite interesting because they tend to look at gold strictly from an investment standpoint. You know, put in a dollar and get $2 back. and I think that's fine. I think they're at least looking at gold for some reason. They have to understand, why do banks hold gold? Why do banks look for gold? They do it because it's secure. It's something that will always pay you back, not in dividends, not in interest, but in security and the ability to control what happens to you and your family. And so as we begin to compare the gold factors we've just discussed and go back to Mr. Bush's insane budget requests, we have to stand back and analyze everything that's going on and realize that the whole thing, this whole bubble just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Oh, not just a single bubble. It's a whole cluster of mega bubbles. Property, art, and stocks. Oh, yeah, Chinese stocks. And, of course, they hyper-bubble in worldwide liquidity. What's going on? Why hasn't the bubble popped yet? We've got a crash alert flag flying on our flagpoles, but no one even bothers to look up, but for a few people. Thought about it a lot recently, pausing only for prayer and a little bit of brandy to try to wipe out my latter-day illness. What we're looking for is an answer to the age-old question, why are so many people so damn stupid? When we watch television or read the news, we find views that would make an imbecile blush with embarrassment, numbers that would make a sober man gasp for air. What bread do these people eat? What air do they breathe? Why are they even allowed out in public? And yet, when we meet these folks, we discover that they're not unlike us. They drive cars. They have jobs, some of them anyway. Some manage their own checkbooks if they're fortunate enough to have anything in them. But how is all of this possible? We've always wondered. And we may have found the answer. It's called the inverse square law. Useful intelligence decreases by the square of the distance from the facts, like gravity. You see, if a person issues too many IOUs, lenders catch on quickly and cut them off. When a bank issues too many notes, word gets around. Depositors get jumpy. Then they take their money out. The bank fails. You know, that used to happen all the time before the Federal Reserve System was set up. And we talked about that a lot last week. Talked about how the Federal Reserve System truly controls our money and therefore controls us, we, the people. But not just here in America. The Banco de Mexico, who do you think controls that? The Deutsche Bank, the Bank of England, who do you think controls those banks? Goldsteins, the Rothmans, and the Silvermans. You go figure it out for yourself. I'll be back with you after this brief commercial interruption. See you on the flip side.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Little interjection there, just listening to the commercial we had just toward the end, and of course it refers you to a website that's currently in discrepancy situation. You can check out our various different ads, etc., over at republicbroadcasting.org, so please run on over there. Also, by the way, welcome back to Flipside. Jeff Bennett here. I forgot to open up the chat room. It is now open if you care to join us in the chat room tonight. Come on over to www.federalobserver.com. Click on the chat link. Oh, boy, I'm getting more old friends coming in all the time. Warhawk's in the room. Great to see Babsy again. Beerman, Hippie Biker, John 2, Terminus is in the room with us. You know, unless Terminus went through a name change, everybody else in the room is old friends from many years of broadcasting, so glad to have you guys here. No restriction. You don't have to sign up, become a member, or anything else. Just come on and join us. It's a great way to kind of extend the conversation on the broadcast. That's a great way for folks to get together and kind of shoot the breeze at the end of the day about one issue or another. Go back to our economic discussion of Mr. Bush's budget. MBD. Let me ask you a question, or make this statement. If a country spent more than it could afford, gradually, if not immediately, people holding the nation's currency begin to sweat. And then they would ultimately sell that currency for others, or they would trade it for gold. Interest rates would rise, and the problem would correct itself, either gracefully or calamitously. What becomes so interesting to me, of course, is the fact that other nations have begun to sell our currency off. And of course, we are being told that South Koreans or the North Koreans under Kim Il-jung are printing the most perfect super notes, $100 notes, that have ever been printed, even better than those being printed by our Treasury Department. Of course, the question becomes is, were they in fact actually printed by his illicit government or by ours? You know, CIA. But now we go back and take a look at this new imperial money, unbacked by anything but faith. People are so far from the facts, they don't know what to make of any of it. Can the United States go broke? Can the United States actually go broke? And if it could, why hasn't it done so yet? None of us really have any idea how many dollars walk the earth, nor how much each one should be worth. Banker in Japan, the hotel owner in Paris, the speculator in Madrid. They're all fools. Each and every one of them. But do yourself a favor, dear listener. Look up to the skies. Incline your head towards the top of this mast right here at RBN. There you'll see our crash alert flag still flying proudly and singularly. We may not be right about this today or tomorrow, or for many months. Could be a year or 2 years. But we'll be right about it eventually. And importantly, what I've shared with you for the first 20-some-odd minutes of this program tonight is actually a combined set of commentaries and writings. Comments about the Bush budget and its extensions thereof. Gringo from Mexico, he's coming to the chat room. Those comments by Bill Bonner from the Daily Reckoning. Also, some additional commentary as relates to gold. Believe it or not, from an Irish gold trading firm. And yet most of you probably didn't realize that they weren't the same commentary. We just kind of bled them, melded them together. And it's certainly something to consider. You begin looking at other people talking about gold and the $2,400 an ounce range within the next 10 years, $3,000 an ounce range, $850 no later than next year, possibly later this year. These are the things one has to begin to take a very close look at. Robbie was on the air earlier with John and Bob Chapman. For those of you who are interested in adding to your gold holdings, I believe Robbie has hit the nail on the head with his marvelous, spectacular buy of these pre-1933 U.S. $10 Liberty gold pieces. By comparison, there are far fewer of them available than the commonly sold $20 Liberties in St. Gaudens. They are going to be the most desirable of sizes. I want the quarter and the half ounce sizes. I personally don't own any 1 ounce gold anymore. I want barterability, tradability. I want to be able to control how much I'm forced to liquidate at any point in time. I want to be able to control the volume and the way that I choose to own gold. And Robbie's absolutely right. You take the price of two $10 Liberties at our price tonight in the 206 Chapman package, and it's less than the cost of one $20 Liberty. As soon as we come back from the break, I'll finish telling you about this fantastic offering for tonight. Stay with us. We'll be back in 2-3 minutes, ready to wind this program down and what we got to do. See you in a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Welcome back, my friends, to the final half hour of The Flip Side, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Interesting conversation going on in the chat room. Someone has come in named Michael who has his opinion about gold ownership. He's unfortunately up against a brick wall with everybody else that's in the chat room, but so don't know where he came from, what his mindset is, what his thoughts are. Everyone is entitled to their opinions. He claims that silver and platinum is all you need. Well, you're going to have a tough time trading in platinum because the average bozo on the street is not going to be able to determine the difference between an ounce of platinum and an ounce of silver. He says, look, I researched gold. Well, good. I'm glad you researched it, pal. But you know what? 6,000 years, it is an economic currency. If what Michael is saying is true, then the central banks of the world would not want to own as much of it as they do. And it's that simple, so I'm not going to waste my time with the conversation. Talking about Robbie's package for the Bob Chapman offering for the week. And it's a very good one. It is old U.S. $10 liberties, pre-1933, non-confiscable, non-reportable pieces. And you can pick up 10 of the U.S. $10 liberties, $3,600 that is delivered. That includes the shipping, and for new applicants, those who've not gotten it already, that will also include a new subscription, one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. That's a good option. You're getting gold in your hand. You're getting, 10 one-half-ounce pieces, superb gold pieces, probably extra fine to AU in their condition, and take a good look at it. You can take advantage of this offering this week by calling Robbie or I at 1-800-651-7898. That's 1-800-651-7898. 691-7898. That's to reach the Republic Trading Group. Take advantage of this offering. If you're looking for some gold, you want to add to your holdings, if you've not even yet begun to purchase, give us a holler. I think you'll find it a very good buy. The most dangerous job. What would you consider to be the most dangerous job? The American people have been told for years that law enforcement work is the most dangerous job in America. And I have to share this with you, my friends. I think that we are finding out in many respects in this country today that law enforcement is dangerous, not just for the reasons that many of us might believe. It's becoming dangerous if you attempt to, as a law enforcement officer, to enforce the law, specifically immigration law. We certainly are very aware of what's happened to the two Border Patrol agents who turned themselves in, went to jail 2 weeks ago, Ramos and Compion. I was privileged to meet Ramos a few weeks ago. The problem now is that one of them has been attacked violently in jail. And the problem is with those attacks is that he was attacked by illegal aliens that happened to be incarcerated in the same jail, which tells me that that's exactly what this government wanted. They wanted to send a message to all Border Patrol agents that if you attempt to enforce the law as you perceive it to be, not as we tell you it is, then you will be incarcerated with those who would be your so-called criminals, those who are breaking and entering. But that's getting off the track of where we're going to go here. Since September 11th, 2001, this fact about law enforcement being the most dangerous job in the United States has been shoved down our collective throats. That law enforcement work is the most dangerous job and that we must honor them with massive funerals, memorials, speeches, and tears. Or in the case of Bill Clinton, real or fake. Who has the most dangerous occupation in the United States of America? Before I give you the answer to this very easy question, I ask you if you have read an article entitled Real Heroes. The article I share with you tonight was submitted to me for publication on the Federal Observer by an author I have not had a chance to research. So as I share with you his commentary, we, to some degree, will learn together. Richard Evie, a libertarian, a self-avowed patriot, writing in his column, The Most Dangerous Job. He says, I've stated on many occasions a statement of super chicken. You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, but is, in fact, law enforcement the most dangerous job? Most dangerous job you cannot refuse, quit, you cannot resign from, you never even have to apply for. Those who have the most dangerous job are not even being paid for it. You see, our Creator gave it to us. The truth is that law enforcement work is not as dangerous a job as we've been led to believe, and is maybe one of the safest jobs to have. There are now nearly 300 million people in this country. In 2005, 43,443 people were killed on the American highways. In 2005, 16,692 private citizens were murdered in this country. Those are the ones we know about. Those are the ones that have been reported to law enforcement. In 2005, there were 673,146 non-federal law enforcement officers in this country, state, county, local. That's one law enforcement officer for every 300 and some odd people. 2005, 39 non-federal law enforcement officers were killed on the American highways while on duty. In 2005, 55 non-federal law enforcement officers were killed while on duty. This includes the 39 killed on the highway. In 2005, 30 children were murdered while attending school. The locating of school resource officers, that's law enforcement officers, and the passing of so-called gun-free zone laws has not stopped the murder of our children. In 2005, there were over 125,000 federal law enforcement officers. Official numbers could not be obtained. In 2005, only one, yes, one federal law enforcement officer was killed in the United States. Not one was killed while driving a vehicle. The 55 law enforcement officers that were killed in 2005 were killed in just 24 states and Puerto Rico. Of the 55 who died, 15 were in vehicle pursuits or traffic stops. We, the American citizens, our author continues, go about our lives in somewhat relative safety, we hope. However, the real truth is that we, as private citizens, are more likely to die in a violent manner than those who wear the badge. And it does not matter whether we walk the street or drive on the highway. The criminal element will avoid the uniform and badge and pick a target that is more vulnerable. Private citizens that is on the way to work or the store are real targets because the criminal can read their victims like we read a book. Undercover law enforcement officers are not and do not look, appear, or make themselves into a possible victim. Undercover law enforcement officers do not want a confrontation where they do not have complete control of the situation. The same is true of the criminal element. Maybe that is why some experts compare law enforcement and criminals on the same plane. The criminal picks their victims very carefully. They, the criminal, do not want trouble, confrontations, or to get hurt, same as law enforcement. The criminal will harm you. The criminal will harm you, but they do not want to be harmed, same as law enforcement. The private citizen can appear different in public, but we are and should be more concerned with everyday life, not having to look over our shoulder every second. We can try to be aware of what is going on around us. We should be, but excuse me, there are too many distractions in this very difficult life that we have. The elected officials, federal, state, and local, make laws, rules, and regulations. Influenced by law enforcement officers, judges make decisions based on what law enforcement officials and what elected officials want. Rarely do judges make decisions based upon the United States Constitution nor the Bill of Rights. The private citizen, you and I, we are in no way able to challenge or influence what is put into law, what rules are made or regulations are put into place by these selected officials. There's no way that we are able to influence the judicial system in favor of the United States Constitution or the Bill of Rights. You see, we, the people, are at the mercy of the elected officials, at the mercy of law enforcement. We are at the mercy of the judicial system and the criminal element, and frankly, the criminal element may be all of the above. The rights granted to us by our Creator to protect ourselves and be able to go about our lives in relative safety has been limited by unjust and unconstitutional laws and rules and regulations. We as private citizens, not elected officials or judges or law enforcement officers, are truly an unprotected group. We are forced to fend for ourselves in a country that hinders the rights of law-abiding, freedom-loving people who just want to be left alone. To live our lives in peace and safety without the government telling us what to do. Private citizens of this once great country of ours have the most dangerous jobs. We are at risk no matter whether we live in Havelock, North Carolina, Rapid City, Iowa, or Fresno, California. You and I must protect ourselves. The Supreme Court in 1981, ruling on Warren versus the District of Columbia, ruled that law enforcement officers owe, quote, no duty, end quote, to protect the individual. Law enforcement is there only to protect the community, the elected officials, and the elite. Every state within the United States has legislation or court rulings that law enforcement owes no duty to the individual. You question this. Read the book, Dial 911 and Die. A lower court dealing with the same case ruled that police, fire, and rescue have no legal obligation to respond to a 911 call. And therefore, my friends, who is there to protect us? We, the private citizen, are on our own. We are restricted by unjust, unfair, and unconstitutional laws, rule, and regulations that put us at risk, you and I, and our families. The sad truth is that if we defend ourselves, we are held above those that are sworn to protect us, and we become the criminals. And so to paraphrase, use a gun, go to jail, wear a badge, paid vacation. That is more true today than it was when it was first stated. So while those who are supposed to protect us, no matter what they do, are not held accountable for their actions, right or wrong, law enforcement officers, federal and non-federal, have been told, trained, and brainwashed to the fact that we, the private citizen, are the enemy. We, therefore, are looked upon as the dangerous ones. We want to get them, and law enforcement treats us in that manner. Consider the past years and the number of law enforcement shootings that have occurred in this country. Mistaken identity, wrong address, overzealous actions, or just plain damned incompetence. No matter what happens, they're rarely held accountable, and they walk the street free. Private citizens walk in fear. Who should we be concerned about? And who, in fact, is there to protect us? You know who the enemy is. You know who can protect you. There's no one there for us but us. And yet, you're asked what can be done to save the Republic. It is a fair amount to think about. I will have that published later tonight, the Federal Observer. What else goes on in the news this day? O.J. is back on the front page again. It's like, my God, people. Hasn't there been enough? He's bragging about how he got paid anyway for a book that may or may not ever get published. Let's see, we've got the astronaut that has now been accused of murdering her husband. This is good. Good thing they didn't go up in outer space together. That could have been real cute. Coming going up economically the rest of the week? I don't know, but if you stay with us for just a couple of minutes, I'll be back with you for some closing comments on this hour. See you on the flip side of this break.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back to the final minute. Flip side. A very tired Jeffrey Bennett tonight. Chat room's been interesting. You know, I'm never adverse to other people coming in the chat room who don't necessarily agree with the general mindset. And I don't want to see people kind of getting down on the guy. I understand exactly where Michael in the chat room is coming from and what he's saying. On the other hand, the amount of money that many folks have in gold, it's just a way to more portably transport. If you had an equal amount of money in silver, you ain't going anywhere. Gold is nothing but a medium exchange. It is an insurance policy. It is a way to be able to convert a something of value into silver later or another currency later, whatever the case may happen to be. So, you know, that's the basic argument, and I will stand by that. For a Monday night, not a bad size room. Most of our old friends, I haven't seen my friend Gringo for a while. Say this room was shut down for almost a year, so glad to have you in here. Anytime that I'm on the air, do join us at www.federalobservatory.com. PolitiCalObserver.com and join the chat. A couple of quick news things I mentioned in prison. Border agents, Ramos was kicked down and kicked him all over the body. I guess he's got a broken rib and a few other things. This thing is going to escalate. There are major calls going into Washington by citizens around the country, not only to the White House but to our other elected officials. This is an abomination, and what came out today, there is a document that's come from the Department of Homeland Security that says none of the other nine officers present during this altercation where Ramos and Compion were attempting to capture a known illegal alien drug smuggler, none of these other nine officers presented a report. They just turned their head and let these kid two guys get hung out to dry. I've met one of them. I don't consider them radicals by any stretch of the imagination. They're put on our borders to protect the borders, to prevent the invasion, to stop the illegal invasion, and yet they are now incarcerated for having done what they perceive to do their job. Well, I guess it's the same as with the National Guard. Put a border agent down there. Don't arm him. Oh, my goodness. Don't give him the ability to defend himself or anything else. This is sickening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm appalled by it all. I don't see any improvement. There was some good news that came out of Mesa, Arizona today, or actually Phoenix, Arizona, which had to do with a local elected idiot who, upon taking office, wanted to make it illegal for the Minuteman to patrol our borders. And unfortunately, her measure got shut down because the rest of the people voting, well, they saw the reality of it. These are American citizens attempting to defend American soil, which is certainly the job that our president will not do. We all know for good reason. Take advantage of our offering this week, the Chapman package for the week. 10 each, $10 U.S. Liberty half-ounce gold pieces, pre-1933. You'll wind up with a variety of dates, XF to AU condition. Give us a call, 1-800-691-7898. Be glad to take your order and get you all set up for delivery. I hear the music creeping in. I'm glad. I'm tired. I've got no voice. Lord willing, I'll see you on Thursday night. On behalf of RBN, Robbie Noel, and myself, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.